Over the last three editions, I've described what STEP scientists have discovered might provide the best chances of reaching a personal and professional goal. A reader made a comment and asked me a very important follow-up question to the comment. Quote, I am about 3 months in from having done most of what these scientists have recommended and taken considerable action steps towards reaching my goal, but have not yet experienced much traction. What should I do with my frustration and sense of failure? Question mark. End of quote. Well, because this question is so common among many of your candidates as they take steps towards building their business, I thought it might be best to address this publicly, the answer to this question. And in the spirit of our just finished seeing the Olympic Games, allow me to answer this dilemma by referencing a gymnastic coach, a national gymnastic coach, Christopher Summer, who not only has coached gymnasts who have made it to the Olympics, but also coached hundreds, if not thousands, of just normal people who want to be more fit, more flexible, and build injury-resistant, healthy bodies. In a podcast called The Secrets of Gymnastic Strength Training, Part 2, he was being interviewed by Tim Ferriss, the author of The 4-Hour Workweek, who read an excerpt from an email he received from Christopher to Tim about Tim's own frustration in learning some basic gymnastic exercises. But as he read it, it struck me, and it will you too, that it's the answer to any frustration around any goals we have ever. If we want to reach anything worth reaching or achieving. So here it is. Here's his answer. Quote, dealing with the frustration of not making progress is an integral part of the path towards excellence. In fact, it's essential and something that every single elite athlete has to deal with. If the pursuit of excellence was easy, everyone would do it. In fact, this impatience in dealing with frustration is the primary reason why people fail to achieve their goals. Unreasonable expectations regarding time frame result in unnecessary frustration and leads to a perceived feeling of failure. Achieving anything is not a linear process. The secret is to show up, do the work, and go home. A blue-collar work ethic married to indomitable will. It is literally that simple. Nothing interferes. Nothing can sway you from your purpose. Once the decision is made, simply refuse to budge, refuse to compromise. End quote. So the principle of nonlinear success is, I believe, of universal principle, one that none of us can escape. And as I read this, I was reminded of every Canvas story we've ever told of our third pool candidates. Everyone that I ever had the pleasure of interviewing myself demonstrated every element of this principle without exception. And we can confidently say there will never be a successful agent who has experienced anything short of this. There are no shortcuts. They don't exist.